Hi, everyone. I'm Ryan Durkee coming to you from the HTL studio in Toronto, and I have a very special guest co-host with me today. One of my best friends and former co-host on my previous podcast, Is This Adulthood? Katie Jones. Hi, Katie.
Huh? Hi. Did you miss me?
Of course. Great to have you back. And this is the perfect topic to be talking about. You and I always love talking about love and dating on our previous podcast. And today we're joined by a very special guest, Heather Hopkins. Now, Heather has gone from being an actor and a podcast host to a CEO focused on changing the game of dating with her app, Hula, which features men endorsed by other women. And now she's here to tell us all about it. Please welcome to the show, Heather Hopkins.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, the slogan with Hula is date better guys endorsed by other women. And I know I've been seeing you on TikTok talking about this, but can you explain to our listeners and those that are viewing the podcast a little bit more about Hula?
Sure. So like you said, Hula is where you date better guys endorsed by other women. So our whole platform is female gated. And so basically the only way a guy gets in is through what we call ringleaders. And any woman can be a ringleader. They could be in a relationship or single themselves. And they basically add these better guys to their fleet, we call them. So basically you might, if you're a lucky guy, you might get a text from another woman. That's your endorsement in, and you'll get a code. And you get added to, let's say Katie adds you to her fleet. And she is now, every girl that passes through your profile, she will see that Katie brought you in, and she can message Katie and say, Katie, what's the deal with so-and-so? And Katie will hype you up. Or maybe she'll hear that you've been late to all the dates, and she might go, hey, what are you doing? And, you know, while we, of course, obviously are having this community of great women together, but also we have all better guys in it. And it's amazing.
That is amazing. And just the concept in general is so unique. And you said female gated.
Yeah. So basically that means that the person to let you in has to be a woman. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It may not be the right audience for me, but I'm sure that if it was, that Katie would endorse me for something
I bet she would.
of course. I want to ask you, so this idea came to mind, how? We'll start there.
Yeah. So I actually started my first dating app last year, which was a video dating app. And essentially what happened is I realized in the midst of, you know, kind of putting it out there that we had so many women joining and not enough guys. And I was like, this is interesting. And so I basically went in and I talked to so many users and I said, you know, why are women joining and why aren't guys? And essentially what I found out, that video was merely a band-aid to the root problem that women were experiencing. And that's that women felt unsafe in the current options. So we had to video chat to make sure that we felt safer and that there was actually a good guy. And so we had to solve kind of two problems at the same time, which was the number two biggest problems amongst women is that we feel unsafe and we want better guys. And so we kind of had to really go back to the drawing board and figure out, it's not video that's the solution. We need to actually fundamentally change the way we do dating apps for women.
Kudos to you, because right away, as a woman that's going to be interested in looking into this platform, you're going to feel safe right off the bat and then therefore more intrigued. So like, as a woman, like, hats off to you on that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, our biggest thing is we want to create the safest space for women filled with better guys. That's our mission.
Wow. And how did you make the transition from being an actor into being a CEO? You were on shows like Animal Kingdom, which I love.
Yeah.
I love that show. And
Hale, you have,
like a resume. And, you know, going from that to CEO and, you know, I guess with acting, sometimes you're leaving a lot of decisions in the hands of others, right? Auditioning or with the director. And so I guess you kind of took charge as a CEO, right? And what is that felt like?
Well, I think it's, first of all, being an entrepreneur just kind of happens. That's all I can say. Like, I could have never imagined ever doing this in a million years. Like, I was never like, you know what I want to do? Start a tech company. No, that was never in my, what I thought was my life plans. However, you know, I always thought I'd be an actress and that's what I thought I would do forever. But Weirdly, the transition from acting to being a CEO is actually super, it's a good background, weirdly, because since a young age, I've been in situations where I'm with a bunch of execs and I'm having to like do things under pressure, make quick decisions under pressure. I'm told no. I mean, acting is like mostly no. It's like you're going on all these auditions and you're going to book out of the 70 auditions you go on, you're going to book one of them. Like, and that's very much like being an entrepreneur. Like, you know, whether it's fundraising, you're hearing a bunch of people, investors being like, no, no, stupid, stupid, stupid. And you get the one yes. And, you know, same with like, you know, experimenting on the products. Like I have done so many experiments in the space. I can tell you so much of what doesn't work. And then you get the one thing, that one crazy idea that you had, AKA like Hula, where you date better guys and dress better women. I was like, I have no idea if this is going to work. But by golly, from all the things that I've learned, I have a very strong intuition that I think this one is gonna go. And I think you just like the transition from actor and that kind of mindset that you have to be in, where you just have to keep picking yourself up and giving it your all. It's definitely transitions really nicely into being a CEO.
And I want to ask, so you have this light bulb idea, you feel confident in it. This is a question in terms of your personal experience, but also to maybe anyone that is listening to this and going, wow, this young, beautiful woman has been successful in this. How do you then go, I'm very confident in this idea. What next? What do I do? Do I get friends to rally behind me? Like, what was your process?
First of all, it's gotta be like a deep calling in you. Okay. It's not just like, you're not like, oh, this could be fun. Like it's really, it is a total marathon. It's not a willy nilly thing. So for me, I truly, truly have been through so much to make Hula exist. And I'm so down for everything that comes next and next and next and next. And I'm truly like, I'm in this to really make things better. So I think it starts with something that's like very like an internal knowing that your body's like, I have to do this and see this through. If you're not willing to see it through and go through every sort of battle and storm, then just don't even just you'll have lots of ideas. Like, you know, that's number one. So you have to be really, really ready to like attack it. Number two, is, you know, for me, I my first investor honestly was a miracle. I'm about to post a TikTok about it because truly I prayed to God because I didn't come from money. I didn't come from any sort of tech background. I mean, any investor to put money in me would be a little bit crazy. And I said a grand prayer that was, I don't even know what inspired it. It was just like, I need an investor in the next 3 days. And I'm not kidding. The next day I had someone approach I was working six jobs at the time. I had an investor. Wow.
Well, I didn't know just a casual six jobs, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I was like, it's LA, baby. We have a lot of bills to pay. So I was like, you gotta grind out here to live. And so yeah, I ended up really having a really miraculous story happen for my first investor. But yeah, it's not like it's just really hard.
so they came to your job though? This investor?
No. So I guess I'll have to tell the story. So basically I was working as a receptionist and I was working at a co-working space. So like there's a bunch of different office members, people have offices. And so this person, I would always help him at the printer. And one day he comes up and he's like, hey, Heather, like I'm actually looking to hire an assistant. How did they find you? You're always so happy and helpful. Like, and I was like, weirdly enough, I had a friend call me 2 days ago looking to be an assistant. Let me grab your card and I will send her a photo of it and she'll you know, reach out. And he's like, perfect. And I look at his card, it says he's the CEO of a tech company. And so I go, huh, I'm going to go ask him how he started his company because I am trying to start my own. I had this idea and I had already done like 3 months of research, had designed the app and stuff, but I was like, I don't know how to like make it reality. And so I basically just walked up to him and I was like, all right, I sent your card over. Would you mind? I saw that you were a CEO. Can you share your story? And so by the end of the conversation, he was like, why don't you send me your stuff, your deck? And I'm like, didn't know what a deck was, but I was like, sure, yeah, let me get that. I'll get that right to you.
No problem.
I'm like, that deck, right on. So yeah, I sent the deck and yeah, he ended up turning into my first investor.
Wow. It just, the way that you made that work, and even though you didn't have a deck ready, you really took that opportunity and you're like, I'm not missing this.
You don't even want to see what this thing looks like. one day I'll put out all my old materials so everyone can just laugh and know that, like, literally it doesn't just, like, you have to have a deep knowing, and if you really are supposed to do this, things will align, and you are truly listening to your instincts, your intuition, and your you're putting yourself in spaces, you're really going out there, crazy things will happen.
So you get this going and you get an investor and you're mm-hmm. believing in this totally. Yeah. I love it. Female, I love it. I'm all for it. Before I say, like, where do you see this going?
Yeah.
How do you feel about where it is now?
Honestly, first of all, it went live 2 weeks. It didn't even launch 2 weeks ago. It went live on the App Store. I wasn't expecting anyone to see it. Like, I was literally going to take 2 weeks to, like, get some friends and family on, click around, let me know what's confusing. And then we're going to, like, start actually marketing it. TikTok, the power of TikTok. My God, I was sitting on my couch 2 weeks ago. I was just like, didn't even think about it. Just threw up a TikTok. It went completely viral. And I mean, it's been insane. Like, people are already like, I met someone. I'm like, okay, well, like, I'm like, as a sister, I'm like, wait, slow down though, maybe. Let's see, but at the same time, it definitely works. And it's so exciting what's already happening. And there's already, like, you know, I'm getting my ringleader mailbox, like, girls messaging me about my guys. They're like, oh my God, Heather, we're chatting. Like, it's such totally like, is beautiful and what I built it for. But I will say, in my eyes, it's like crap, because I'm like, I see, like, the grand vision. So I'm like, it's just so, like, even, you know, people will be like, I ran into this bug, and I'm like, oh, like, it literally hurts my whole heart. But at the same time, we are doing the absolute best that we possibly can. So I have to be very, like, we're such a small team, and I have to be patient with the fact that, like, we're not a huge dating app yet. Like, we don't have the resources. So, like, mm-hmm. I really appreciate people, you know, also understanding that, like, first of all, we weren't expecting this crazy of a response. Second of all, that we truly are listening and doing our absolute best to, like, give people the best experience. It's just, it's only going to go up from here. So,
oh yeah. My gosh. You know what? And, like, as much as the tough times are tough, like, when, yeah. even in a year from now, you're going to look back and obviously, just like the amount of pride that you'll feel and that you obviously already clearly feel, which is so well deserved. But I mean, yeah, this is just the start. Like you said,
it's just the start. It's only going to go up. I keep telling myself, like, it's okay. It's only going to go up. We're okay.
Oh my God. No, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you talked about the ringleaders. I would love for you to explain a little bit more about this, because even when Katie and I were talking about the app, one of Katie's first questions was, I wonder if you can connect with the women who have nominated these guys. And I didn't even think about that, right? But there's a whole community of people that can connect beyond the dating and even message each other about how it's going.
Like, I got the girls in my inbox. It's so fun. And it's so fun to also, like, banter about my, like, you know, like, guys that I've endorsed. They're like, oh my God, like, he's so cool. You're so right. Cause I write every ringleader, you can write like a bio about, like, the guys that you endorse. And so I wrote, like, a little blurb about each of my guys. And my fleet is called the Founders Fleet. I have friends who have, like my one girlfriend has the Cleat Fleet. So they're all professional athletes in her fleet. We have, like, everyone has different fleets that they're running, all the ringleaders. Basically, it's so cool, because right now, you know, other dating apps, it's kind of anyone can join. The buck stops at, you know, there's no interconnectedness really happening. And so it does add that really cool special layer, especially amongst women, that we can be like, oh my God, Katie, wait, what? Like, Tyler is so cute and sweet. And then she's like, yeah, like, that's, he also, and like, tell a little story about him, and I'm like, oh my God, now I'm, you know, it just adds
this
that doesn't exist anywhere else. basically, if I'm in real life with you, Katie, and you're like, I am so single, Heather. Oh my God. You don't even have to be on Hula, but I could send you my fleet link so you can see all of my guys that I've endorsed right there. And then when you go to send a like, then you make an account.
Just a quick break. I'd like to thank everyone for listening or watching this episode and ask that you support the podcast by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, following on Spotify, leaving a review, subscribing on YouTube, following us on social media. Those are just a few ways that you can support, and it's all free. So follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, subscribe on YouTube. The username is Here to Listen Pod. That's H-E-A-R, Here to Listen Pod, P-O-D. Now back to the show. You were talking about the ringleader, and I think that's a really unique, obviously, part of this app. And yeah. By the way, if you ever want to introduce me to the ringleader of the Cleat Fleet.
Oh, the Cleat Fleet, yes.
You
yes.
never know. Hey, maybe there's someone in the Cleat Fleet that swing both ways, or they have,
hey,
they have another person
for
on
you.
The team.
We're working on something for you, okay?
Okay.
There's no app for this, but I have a couple of people that I endorse that I can send to you.
Okay.
Your app for you doesn't exist yet, but I do have some people that are really great.
Okay. I appreciate that. There we go. Creating
connections. I'll be your ringleader. We'll do like a beta.
You know what's interesting is that when you're talking about the ringleader, I know that I believe you were involved with sororities, and it just reminds me kind of of that sisterhood. Did you
it
bring
is.
Your experience with being in a sorority into this idea in a way?
I will say, although I do have blonde hair and blue eyes, and people pin me as I always get cast as like the mean girl and stuff, or like the sorority girl. I actually was only in a sorority for like a very small amount of time. And then I basically was like, I'm not doing this anymore. So I love sororities because they definitely have that, like, you know, you meet so many of your best friends, but then my best friends, we all got together. We're like, why do we need to be like, we can all still be friends and not have to pay. So that's why we're kind of like sorority degenerates, but yes, it's definitely, I think although I think it's a lot greater than a sorority, I think it's just being a woman. What guys don't realize is that every day when a woman leaves their house, when we're walking on the side of the road, we always are thinking about our safety. We are the ones who have to text any date we go on. We're like, here's my location. So I don't get murdered. Like, that is like a very top of mind thing that guys just don't have to think about as much. And so there is a natural, like, there is a natural thing that kind of happens. And this is kind of a camaraderie among women that we can be like, hey, this guy's safe. Like, there's when another woman recommends another guy, it's like, it's more than just like, oh, here, but like also that he's safe. And it's a really special thing amongst women. And of course, like, I'm not discounting that, like, there's bad women on this earth. Of course, there's people who have bad intentions, right? There's across all genders, you know, of course, but you now have this opportunity to also, like, I would say that's definitely a smaller portion that obviously there's always going to be some bad eggs, but you can always message that person and kind of suss them out. And, you know, there's always that opportunity where right now there's no one's message. If anything happens, there's no point of contact at all. No accountability.
Not that there are similar apps, but when you're talking about like safety, it's kind of, I think that's why Uber also thrived in one aspect, was it was like, there's accountability behind the person that's driving you. And that doesn't mean that maybe there's some bad drivers out there, but the
exactly.
amount of safety that was elevated through that. And so the same kind of thing, yeah, you might get a bad egg every once in a while, maybe.
That's
but
right.
The level of,
for the
like,
most part, you can mm-hmm. like, there's also a element of like, you're going to be able to kind of tell from their bio, their photo, like you can kind of, and also we have ID verification. So like, you know, like there is ways that, you know, you can kind of do your own homework, but right now at least you have some sort of something versus nothing.
Yeah. You know, I think that there's a lot of people maybe like myself who are on the apps, but you know, it can get tiresome on these dating apps. Right. And people are just like, I just want to meet someone in person. So where do you see the future of dating? Do you think that there's always going to be this dating app world? And on that topic, you know, a lot of the dating apps are so focused on profit rather than actually connecting people. Because once you connect them, they're off the app, right? So how do you kind of manage that? People being, you know, a little bit tired with dating apps in general, but also making sure that you're not so focused on the business side that you lose the focus on the end user.
So that's a good question. And I hear that a lot, is that people are like, I want to meet people in real life. And, you know, and I, as a founder, want everyone to know, as a founder of a dating app, wouldn't meeting someone in real life be so great? Like, it is so great, but use dating apps like a tool, you know, for anyone. When you look at sort of the way that things are today, we do have this beautiful thing called technology, right? Also, it can be a not beautiful thing, right? When we become completely absorbed and we lose our real life ability to talk to people, like, these are repercussions of that. However, I say use it like a tool. And right now, unfortunately, a lot of the micro moments that used to exist back in the day, the stories that your parents tell of like, well, and then I was walking across the sidewalk and I saw your dad. That is just, people got their head in their phones now. So this is, while I think we can reintroduce more micro moments, I also believe that we can use tech positively. Technology has given us the ability to find people more compatible with us, give us a larger option pool than we do in real life. Right now, if we took dating apps out of the picture, we see in history that commitment was higher. People were getting into more relationships, but compatibility was a lot lower and the divorce rate was higher because you weren't able to find someone that was as compatible with you. However, with the addition of dating apps, yes, commitment is lower, but you're actually able to meet a lot more people and you're able to find someone that's more compatible with you. So use real life, of course, but then also look at dating apps like a beautiful tool to also find someone, you know, expand your options of people and find someone that's really compatible with you.
Well said. I love that. And you are like, way to hit the nail on the head with that one, because I'm not even going to repeat it.
But of course, the options that you decide to go on. So make sure you choose a dating app that when you leave that space, when you're in that space, it feels like it fills you up rather than tears you down. And that's something that is really important to me, is to build a space like that. And I think to answer on, you know, the point of like, that's the biggest thing from investors. They're like, Heather, if your product works so well, then you lose your market. I'm like, you know what, Mr. Investor, sir, they're usually guys. I'm like, sir, if that is what we're known for, we're known to be just so successful. We just keep dropping people like flies because we just do our job so well. I'm like, then praise be. Like, then we can run a little tiny business. Just know, like, that is what I would love to be known for. Please, I hope that our churn is so high because we have people that can't stop meeting their person. Like, that's amazing. Wow. And there's always new single people. There's always new this and that. I am on a mission to make the safest space for women filled with better guys. And the result of that is getting people into relationships.
And it's so refreshing too, to hear that. And that gives me hope with the dating apps in general. And it was so interesting, like the mention of how you get to explore your options. So it really helps you maybe narrow down who the right person is with you compatibility wise, rather than just seeing the first pretty person that walks by and being
That's what was happening is like pretty much, you know, back in the day, all your options were like either the person that you run into, right? You're at the coffee shop and you run into them, or the friend of a friend. That's literally, that was your option pool. And so now I know that it stresses people out, there's more options, but actually you are able to find someone that's really compatible with you. You have much more space to find that. There actually is a lot less divorce happening, which is good.
And it is good. It is great. And, I got to ask, as the founder of a dating app, what is your dating life and your love life looking like right now? You know, Katie and I love talking about this.
Oh, so I know. Feel I know. It's fine. Me too. As an OG dating podcaster, we got to break it down. So, So for me, I actually was in a relationship not too long ago, which I am now, I'm going through a bit of a breakup, but okay. Honestly, I put all of my love into Hoola. So it's okay right now. Like that's honestly my coping mechanism right now is like helping other people find love. That's like my way of getting through this breakup, but, I know that I'll be just fine. If anyone finds single, it's the founder of a dating app.
No, I think that's awesome. I mean, to be successful, you need to throw 100% of passion into it. So I feel like that's kind of common. I don't know why you guys had your breakup, but I feel like when you give something your wholehearted attention, that can often happen, but that just leaves the door open for the next wonderful human.
Exactly. Yeah. He was a great person. Nothing bad. It was just a difference in what we're looking for. And I mean, it's great because I get to pour all that love into Hoola right now. And and I get to use my own app. So that's great too.
Heather, I was just thinking, so before I worked in film and television, I was a bartender and server forever. That's actually how I met my boyfriend now. I was his bartender, but I was just thinking about like how far this could go. So yeah, you have like a best friend that's single and you're like, oh, I'm going to endorse him. But then there's even like the world of like a bartender knows an amazing regular and then knows another like great friend. And it's like, oh man, if only like my boyfriend's Jeff. So it's like, if only Jeff could meet Katie, like how it could, you know, you work at a coffee shop and there's this amazing guy that comes in every day.
Oh, yeah.
So polite.
The cool thing is there's actually two sectors of endorsing. So you can endorse someone that has potential or someone you fully endorse. So like, my guys under fully endorsed are like, these are people that I have known for like 5 years plus at least. Like, I'm like, yes, king. Like, this is the guy, any girl. I've seen them through different seasons and I'm like, they get my fully endorsed. But then there is guys where I'm like, they are great guys. Like I've been with them enough where I'm like, yeah. And maybe it's a person that's a regular at the coffee shop where like you've spent time with them enough to know, like, this is a really good person to bring to other women. But you're like, I haven't necessarily, like, my full endorsement is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I can't fully endorse you.
Yeah. So you're like, and it's not a bad thing to be someone who has potential. It's like, you can always message the ringleader and be like, then you can be like, hey, like, yeah, I work at this coffee shop. He's literally such a gem every time I'm with this person. And that is even enough to like, have some sort of tie that's like, you're bringing a good quality person. So yeah, there is two sectors and yes, you can, you know, we get it. Like sometimes it's a lot of pressure to like fully endorse someone. So we're like, you know, maybe it is something that you want to bring to the table for other women that you're like, they're a really great person, but I am just not 1000%.
I want to know from a CEO of a dating app, you know, as someone myself who feels like I've tried it all the different apps that you can think of, plus speed dating in person, approaching people at the gym. I feel like I've tried a lot of it. What tips would you give me from your experience and what you've seen from users? What works?
Yes. So first of all, keep doing that. Keep putting yourself out there. Obviously, love yourself. Love yourself, number one. Like, you know, don't look for someone else to like fill this void in you. You know, love yourself, number one. Foundation is everything. So love yourself, foundation. Second of all, do put yourself out there. Third of all, this is the mistake that I see so many people making, is that they try to play these games. They try to like, oh, I'm going to wait to text him. I'm going to like, I'm not going to show all my cards. Obviously there's a natural, like, don't be like a psycho, but like be yourself, be yourself. I am like, super like, I skip along the streets and like, you want to be your total self with every date. And if they can't handle it, they're not going to work out anyways. Like, you know, be yourself. Don't play the games. Don't play into like the I'm going to like do certain things so that they'll like me. Don't do it. Don't play into that side of things. You will find the best person when you're yourself and one, a relationship that you can actually sustain.
If you're comfortable sharing, I would love to know, has there ever been that like worst date that you've been on? Yeah.
Go to my TikTok. Yes. I share a few of my worst dates.
Yeah.
I have one I need to share. I don't think I've shared on TikTok yet. Maybe I have. But basically, it was my first date when I moved to LA. I remember I shared on my podcast. Basically, met this guy, and we're he's from my knowledge a model, really cute, really like handsome, tall, hottie. He asked me out to a sushi date the next day, and I was like, yeah, sure. So we get on the date, and he's like, oh, everything's going fine. We're talking. He's like, I'm so sorry, Heather. I'm just having a little trouble focusing right now. I'm like, yeah, like what's going on? He's like, your grandpa keeps talking to me. And I'm like, what?
What?
And he goes, he's really proud of you. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention, I'm a medium as well and a psychic. And I'm like, oh. So apparently my grandpa was like going at him. He was like spitting out things my grandpa was saying. I'm like, all right. Okay. What else? So I went on a date with a guy and my grandpa.
So did that, I've never heard that. And Katie and I know we've heard a lot of dating stories and talked about love and dating and talked about my worst dates. I've never heard that before. And it makes me wonder, did he kind of use it as a potential technique where he's saying, you know, your grandpa's telling you that I'm the one.
Oh my God. That would be like next level. Like, imagine. I don't even know what that is, but he didn't say that. Okay. However, he did tell me that he was psychic and he did ask me out afterwards. And I'm thinking, if this man was psychic, he would know my answer. But so I would question his abilities, but also I'm not as familiar with like if that talent extends to yourself.
What a date that would be.
What a date. Yeah. Wild.
I had one final question for you, Heather. I like to ask all my guests this, which is that if you had a biography or a film made about your life, what would you call it?
That's so much. Okay, I like to always, with these types of questions, I'm like, I could sit here all day and be like, but I just go with my first thought was Living Life in Color. Is that cheesy?
That's cheesy. Why is that?
I have so many colors and I have so many, like, I don't know, my life is just, woo! And I always, like, every day I'm just like, down for whatever happens. Like, let's lean into all the feelings. Like, if we're sad, let's be sad. If we're happy, let's be happy. Like, I just love all of the colors of life. And so, yeah, that's probably what I would call it.
I like that.
That was the first thought. I don't know.
Yeah, going with the flow and living life colorfully.
Like, let's live it in full color, right?
Yeah, there we go. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Heather. Your story is amazing. Your app sounds like an absolute game changer when it comes to dating. And I just want to thank you for joining us and opening up and telling us more about your story today.
Thanks for having me. It was so fun.
Yeah. So nice to meet you, Heather. And can't wait to check it out.
Go, Ringleader, go.
Yes.